credit is still crunchy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A few months ago, almost every day, I was telling you about another bank loss, another write-down, another meltdown. Since then, things have settled down. Many banks raised money and kept sailing along. But the banking sector remains a leaking boat. Today, the Wall Street Journal says Lehman Brothers will report its first loss since going public 14 years ago. Lehman needs to raise billions of dollars in new capital to fix its balance sheet. The bank is still very much exposed to the mortgage market. Overseas, investors are having a sense of deja vu all over again about the credit crunch. In Asia, the markets closed about 1.5% lower. In Europe, bank stocks are taking heavy losses, but overall stocks are flat so far. The banks pulled down Wall Street yesterday as well. The Dow fell 134 points to 12,503. The NASDAQ lost 31, and the S&P 500 dropped 14 points to finish at 1385. Leaders from 44 countries gathered today in Rome to talk about food. The United Nations called for this summit a few months ago to discuss the use of corn and other crops for biofuels. But in the meantime, food prices have become a huge story. We're joined by reporter Megan Williams, who is in Rome. Megan, what's priority number one at this summit now?
Well, you know, the top priority is feeding people. I mean, the prices of wheat and corn and rice have nearly doubled in the past year. And, you know, that's been good news for farmers and traders in rich markets like the U.S., but it's been an absolute disaster for poorer countries, particularly people who live in cities and just can't afford to buy foods. And as we've heard on the news, there have been food riots in all sorts of countries.
Mm-hmm. Does the U.N. have any particular solutions it's pursuing?
Yes. What the U.N. wants right now is a $30 billion annual commitment from the richer nations to start helping feed the poorer nations. And they're not talking about direct food aid, but what they'd really like the funding to go towards is things like fertilizer, seeds, animal feed, to get these countries back independent and off the kind of giant food welfare system that's been set up.
Of course, there is the issue of biofuels, which was the original reason the conference was called. How much of the energy of this conference will be directed toward the U.S. policy about using corn for ethanol?
A fair part of the conference will focus on that. I mean, I think a lot of nations are pointing their fingers at the U.S. and saying, you know, you're using too much of your corn production towards biofuel. That food is that corn is going to into cars instead of feeding people. Which is a kind of simplistic view of the argument in the sense that, you know, last year, for instance, the U.S. produced enough corn to export 10 tons more. It increased feed and had more than enough for ethanol plants to absorb. The problem isn't so much consumption, but it's that the farmers are planting corn instead of things like soya and wheat. And if other countries had produced what they normally produced for soya and wheat, it wouldn't have been a problem. But because of weather and other issues, they didn't. And that's why people have gone hungry. And that's why, you know, the prices have soared in those commodities.
All right. Megan Williams in Rome. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
The price of cigarettes goes up in New York State today. Way up. The state passed a new tax of $1.25 per pack. New York's health commissioner predicts 140,000 people will stop smoking because of this tax. The price of a pack will now range from $7 to $10.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Finally, The presidential primary season wraps up today, finally. The last two states are South Dakota and Montana. The candidates combined raised almost $1 billion during this campaign. But the money race isn't working out the way Democrats had hoped. Steve Henn has this report.
Barack Obama's presidential campaign pulled in more than $250 million so far this election season. But if the senator finally emerges this week with the Democratic nomination, he and his party will be heading toward the general election, actually behind in the money race. Massey Rich is at the Center for Responsive Politics.
When you're looking at a presidential candidate's strength, I wouldn't just look at him in isolation. I would look at the financial strength of anyone who could help him out.
Obama's campaign has twice as much money left as John McCain's, and Rich says his prospects for raising more are good. But the Democratic National Committee's almost broke, and its Republican rival is sitting on more than $40 million.
The parties are not going to wait until they have a nominee officially to go on the attack against the other guy. Parties can be a lot nastier than the candidate can.
That puts Republicans in the catbird seat.
They have a short-term advantage right now.
Evan Tracy tracks political ads at the Campaign Media Analysis Group.
So I think what you'll see is the Republican Party is going to get to work trying to spend this money, really trying to define Barack Obama.
Republican online attack ads like this one, produced by the RNC, aren't running on TV yet.
Barack Obama, out of touch with American values.
But Tracy says in the next 30 days, voters in swing states should expect to hear a barrage of Obama bashing on their sets at home. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.